Good evening, everyone. I call the June 26, 2023 City Council meeting to order. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. McAllister?
Here.
Mr. Foley? Mr. Gebhardt? Mr. Howe?
Here.
Mr. Lattiser? Mr. McElroy?
Yeah.
Mr. Ricks?
Here.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Here.
Nine present.
Thank you. Councilman Gebhardt, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming? And the rockets red glare, the balls bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Good evening, everyone. First up this evening is general communications. This is announcements of congratulations, condolences, or community events. I just wanted to make an announcement that beach passes are for sale at the library. I know we've had a lot of rain lately, but I'm really hopeful that eventually there will be some beach days. So if you're looking for beach passes, they are for sale at the library. Are there any general communications from members of the council? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to executive communications. There are none. A is the acceptance of the minutes from council meeting held on June 5th, 2023. Councilman Howe?
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Next up is public comment, Rule 41. After general communications and prior to the consent calendar, at the last regularly scheduled meeting of the City Council each month, there shall be a period of time not to exceed 30 minutes, during which citizens may comment about Warwick City government issues subject to the following stipulations. The total period of time for public comment shall not exceed 30 minutes. Comments need to be brief in order to allow as many citizens as possible to participate. Each citizen signed up and present shall have not to exceed 5 minutes to speak, provided, however, that if more than 6 citizens are signed up and present, the 30 minutes will be split evenly amongst speakers. Time shall not be transferable amongst speakers. The topics for comment shall be issues directly affecting city government. City council members will not respond to questions during public comment period. The public comment session will terminate at the expiration of an earlier of all the speakers concluding their allotted time or 30 minutes. Waiver of this provision requires unanimous vote of the council. We had a sign-up sheet here. There was a little confusion. I just want to give everyone one last shot. Is there anyone else that is not signed up? We have two individuals that are signed up that would like to be heard on Rule 41. Okay, the first speaker is Richard. And Richard, just please identify yourself for the record.
Richard Langseth, Budlong Farm in Warwick. I would like to speak about a related issue to the harbor management plan. And that's the legal opinion of the city solicitor regarding the Buttonwoods Fire District. In 1984, William Pearson, senator from the state of Rhode Island, from the Buttonwoods Fire District, proposed an annexation of part of the Buttonwoods Fire District in the Andrew Comstock Road area. He got the General Assembly to agree and the governor to sign a bill that annexes the western part of the fire district into the fire district, and more importantly, got the plat map from 1882 adopted by the General Assembly. That creates a public dedication of the fire district roads as public roads. Then in 1990, we had a Hurricane Bob, maybe 1991, did some damage in the fire district. And as a result, the fire district asked for grants from an emergency management agency. And in order to get those grants, the fire district had to agree to maintain the roads in the Buttonwoods Fire District. That happened in 1995. The Buttonwoods Fire District agreed to maintain the roads that were dedicated by the Beach Association prior to that date. Then after that, a landowner who was my next door neighbor previously tried to subdivide part of Promenade Avenue in the Buttonwoods Fire District. We had a planning board meeting. I objected. The planning director asked for a legal opinion from the city solicitor and did not engage the fire district. The city solicitor went to the city engineer, asked the city engineer if the city of Warwick maintains the roads in the fire district. The city engineer, of course, said, no, we don't maintain the roads in the fire district. But what he didn't say was the fire district maintains the roads. The opinion of the city solicitor, John Earle, the city solicitor in 2003 said that if anybody could come up with any additional information about the public nature of the streets in the Buttonwoods Fire District, he would be willing to look at them. And of course, in the meantime, he's no longer with us, and the opinion has been out for 20 years saying that according to the city, not according to the fire district, the streets are presumably private. Nobody's ever asked the fire district itself, who has dominion over the streets in Buttonwoods, as to whether these streets are public or private. It seems to me that because of this harbor management plan, which must include the fire district. We can't have a harbor management plan that doesn't include all the municipalities within the harbor management area. And the municipalities are the city of Warwick and the Buttonwoods Fire District. And I can tell you that the CRMC...
You have 1 minute, Mr. Langseth.
What's that, one more? So I would encourage my council person or somebody else to ask the city solicitor to form a new opinion about the Buttonwoods Fire District streets and, of course, engage the Buttonwoods Fire District to get their opinion about it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next speaker is Michael.
Good evening, Mr. President, members of the City Council, members of the public, and Madam Clerk. For the record, my name is Michael Zarum, and I'm a resident in Ward 2. And I'm here to speak tonight briefly about the proposed acquisition of Aldrich Junior High School. My current home is in a nice neighborhood behind Aldrich Junior High School. I want to first say that I support the direction that the city's going to acquire that property, the planned land use. Wynn is a very experienced company. They've got a lot of experience with this. And I hope things move forward. The comments I have tonight is a resident and somebody that's impacted and lives in the neighborhood there. It's not clear from what's on the agenda what the city council is supposed to approve tonight. I see that it was under finance that's on the consent calendar for bid approval. But usually, and our solicitor knows that any real estate acquisition is subject to the statute of frauds. It must be in writing, which means that at some point, there's going to have to be a duly reviewed purchase and sale agreement. Hopefully, that purchase and sale agreement has all the stipulations so that whatever was proposed by Wynn, the city and residents are guaranteed that we do get that. And I don't see that at this point. The other topic that has come up is, why is it in public finance as opposed to City Properties Committee? Because it is a city property, and I kind of would like to know what that committee, how they feel about this. I also know that Mr. Kravitz and Mr. Ricks, our solicitor, have done as much due diligence as they can to this point, and I appreciate that. My biggest concern is the proposal to have the open space field in the back preserved in perpetuity for the public to use. And I do have concerns if the plan is to convey the whole parcel to Wynn and then subdivide it later. What assurances does the city have at this point to make sure that that parcel ends up in the name of the city of Warwick or the Warwick Land Trust and is protected in perpetuity? The same way Dawley Farm was, hopefully, under the current state law, where you would declare a parcel into public trust. And I hope those are addressed before anything is passed on that issue. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next up is the consent calendar, PCR 67-23, resolution relative to bids. Can we report finance?
Move favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Favorable action.
Second by Councilman McElroy. Go ahead, Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Bid 2024-072, bid 2023-452, 2023-448, 2023-478, 2024-065, 2024-047, 2023-470, 2022-404, 2024-069, 2023-472, 2024-064, 2024-045, 2024-044, 2024-036, 2024-071, 2023-476, 2023-475, 2023-473.
Thank you, Councilman Howe. Are there any questions or comments from members of the council on the bid package that was not asked earlier this evening in finance? Okay, hearing none, it's been moved and seconded for favorable action. The clerk will call a roll for favorable action. Yes.
Mr. Foley? Yes. Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, consent passes.
Thank you. The consent calendar passes. I believe a few items have been removed from the consent calendar. Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Formerly bid 2023-4, I apologize. PCR 68-23, hold till July 17th.
Hold to 7-17.
Thank you. Favorable action, PCR 69-23, formerly bid 2023-415. Oh, correction. I apologize. Mr. President, I withdraw my last statement. That is bid 2023-415, sale of the former Nelson Aldridge Junior High School property. That was now PCR 69-23. The committee recommendation was to move to public hearing with the whole council.
Yep. Okay. So let's go right into that right now at this time.
Yes, sir.
So this is now PCR 69-23. This is the sale of Aldridge. Yep. And we're going to go to Councilman Ricks, and we also have the planning director here as well. Councilman Ricks.
I discussed an amendment with the administration as well as the city council solicitor. If this would be a good opportunity for the city council solicitor to read the amendment aloud.
Solicitor Walsh.
Councilman Ricks moves an amendment to include a stipulation to the bid award that the city solicitor is authorized and directed to effectuate the representations made by the selected vendor in its bid as part of the transaction terms and documentation.
Would you like to make that amendment?
So moved.
Second by Councilman Foley. Councilman Ricks, if you'd like to discuss the amendment.
Yes, thank you. So there was a 5-page document included in the proposal summary of the bid from Wind Development. It goes into some detail. There are, of course, some of the specifics that aren't specifically discussed in that 5-page proposal summary either. So what we need to see happen in order for the transaction to move forward is for some of these details to be hashed out by the city's city solicitor, as well as the attorney for Wind Development. All very standard with any purchase and sale agreement, especially of a property of this size and for this value. So while the intent here this evening is to allow the city to move forward with that process, primarily moving forward with that process in regard to the city's recommended bidder, Wind Development, as opposed to any of the other bidders whose bids we unsealed at that table 2 weeks ago. The other piece of this is making sure that all of the terms are hashed out in the appropriate detail. We have it all in writing as part of a purchase and sales agreement, and then to the extent necessary as part of the deed, all following the usual process that our city solicitor is very familiar with, as well as receiving all of the assistance necessary from the planning department and the administration. And so this amendment is, it's a way for this city council to state that, yes, we not only like the $2 million from that particular bidder, but we also want to see those different terms, those different proposals that Wind Development included. Because it's not just about the $2 million here as the highest qualified bidder, but also it's a matter of us being able to receive those terms that are favorable to the neighbors, really favorable to the city as a whole, because public recreation is important for everyone in the city. I think that people across the city would appreciate that the Aldridge property, the building itself, is being preserved. These historic buildings are part of what make Warwick, a unique community. And also, having that building for the purpose of residents who are age 55 plus, that's also a benefit not just to the local neighborhood, but to the city as a whole. There are more and more folks here in Warwick who are aging. Our population is getting older in this city, and it's appropriate and helpful for there to be housing for that demographic. So for all of those reasons, while leaving a lot of the details up to the city and city solicitor, planning department, as it really should be, we are not here to negotiate, the nine of us, in addition to the executive negotiating. The best way to negotiate something like this is to leave it in the hands of the administration rather than attempt a negotiation by committee here. This would enable all of the above and allow the city to move forward on this quickly. I think that we can all appreciate how we have seen Aldridge just sitting there for so many years now, pretty much since I started on this city council. We had one bid that went out. That whole process ended up becoming stalled, and we were unable to actually get all of the paperwork we needed to bring it to a vote here before this city council for an up or down vote, as I would have preferred. And here we are, finally. We had another bid process. This one attracted significant attention, received four bids, including this one bid in particular from the now recommended bidder, Wind Development, for $2 million with a set of terms that are very favorable for the neighborhood and for the city. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Ricks. So what I would like to do is just discuss the amendment at this time. We'll take a vote on the amendment, so then we all know what we're working off of, and then we can talk about the whole thing as a whole. So I support Councilman Ricks's amendment. I believe he's putting in some extra cover for the council and for the residents of Ward 2 that live around there. Is authorizing the city solicitor, when they are coming up with this agreement, to make sure what was actually bid is what is actually moving forward. So I commend my colleague for just adding that extra amendment there, so extra language there. So I do support that, and I want to see if there are any questions from members of the council on the amendment itself. Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also would like to commend Councilman Ricks for his due diligence on that. Seriously. You know, way too often these type of contracts are done with very little oversight or control. And I'm not just talking about what happens here in city government, but in the private sectors as well. I think that the recommendations that you've made for that oversight is spot on. And if you would approve, I would like to be added as a co-sponsor. Thank you.
Questions on the amendment from members of the council? Okay, we did not have this in committee, so what I'd like to do is ask the members of the public if you have any questions or comments just on this amendment, then we will vote on the amendment, then we will come back and open it up for everything. So please go to the mic and identify yourself.
Good evening again, Mr. President, members of the City Council, those here before us, and Mr. Kravitz. First, my comments. I would just like to, for this session, incorporate the comments that I made during the public session, basically making sure that certain stipulations and Wind Corporation's proposal do get carried through to a written purchase and sale agreement to protect the interests of the city as well as residents. Second, I want to thank Mr. Ricks for going ahead with this amendment. I also want to thank him for listening to me on Aldous Junior High School. We first began talking about it, I believe, back in 2017. And it's an issue for the neighborhood that's been there for a long time. Thirdly, I do want to say that as a resident in that neighborhood, I do fully support this amendment, as well as everything that's in the proposal. Even something simple as there's two ripped bus stops in both directions on Post Road right in front of the building and shopping across the street. It's a good location for what the proposed use is. And with that, I just want to thank everybody here tonight for moving this forward as expeditiously as possible. And I know Mr. Mayor's not here, but I also want to thank him for moving this forward as quickly as possible. That's the end of my comment. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Are there any other members of the public like to speak on the amendment?
Hello, I'm Heather Murphy. I live in the area. I too would also like to commend Jeremy for Mr. Ricks, Councilman Ricks, sorry, for all of his efforts. He knows that we are a very active community who will advocate for the community and the city of Warwick. So I know I contacted members of the city and was very pleased with the bid from Wind Development and the, you know, the acquisition of the property and returning the property back to the city. Someone who walks her dogs through that property every morning, I would have been really sad to see the property disappear. So thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other members of the public that would like to be heard on the amendment? Okay. Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action on the amendment. Yes.
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 Thank you. So now it is amended. So Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. First, I would like to thank our mayor and also our city planner, Director Kravitz, and really the entire planning department. A lot of work went into this bid. I think that that's evident just from looking at the city's website, taking a look at all of the specifications, all of the details that really encouraged all of these different vendors to come on out to the site. I can imagine they got quite a few calls and emails and the like. I saw frequently asked questions, information put up after the bid initially went out as well. So I can see that they were on it the whole process through. And then the results speak for themselves, where we did receive four different bids actually coming in. That's just a huge change compared to what we were seeing in some of the previous RFPs. That is a previous RFP for Aldridge back in 2017, and also previous RFPs for, say, the Christopher Rhodes property and some of our other city properties in years past. So this proposal from Wind Development, which has been selected by the City of Warwick as its recommended bidder, it has several benefits in addition to just the money. Certainly the money is helpful. We all want to see that that money coming in from the sale of the property, $2 million, the highest bid by nearly $500,000 here. But in addition to that, it's not just about the one-time money. My highest concern here is not about the one-time money, but the next 100 years, the next 200 years, and so on into the future. How is that land going to be used? How is it going to affect the neighbors who are living there right now? How is it going to affect the next generation? Well, I'm pleased to report that Wind Development does include in their proposal summary, and I sent out a copy of that in an email. If anyone has any questions about that, it is a public document. You can request it from the city. You can also just contact me, and I'd be happy to forward that information as well. That proposal summary includes a lot of great protections for the neighborhood. These are details that Wind Development was not required to name in their proposal, but I'm very glad that they did. So instead of taking that field behind the property, which in theory could be used to develop 17 single-family houses, for sake of example, while complying with the minimum lot sizes, they are instead committing to give that back to the city, whether that's in the form of subdividing it prior to the issuance of the deed or afterwards. I'll let the administration take care of those details. I am absolutely confident in their ability to take care of those legal details when it comes to the purchase and sales agreement. So I don't want to get too into the weeds when it comes to some of the legalities. The key is that in that summary, they are promising and proposing, and I'm sure that the administration is going to hold them to this, hold them to that promise that they made in their proposal, that that field is going back to public use. It will be maintained by the city as it currently is. And on a side note, I'm hoping in the not too distant future to be able to make perhaps a little announcement along with the administration about some potential improvements to that land. That's in the future. But for now, the key is holding onto that land for open space and public recreation. It's a great asset to the neighborhood, especially as there is so little public recreation space between something of a rectangle between the Cranston line, that is the Patuxent River and Post Road, as bounded by Elmwood Ave to the west and Warwick Ave to the east. That more or less nearly a square mile, we have Belmont Park. We have a walking path down by the Patuxent River. But what about other public recreation? This is an excellent space to preserve for public recreation. It also accomplishes a huge objective here, saving that historic Aldridge Junior High built in 1935. We don't want to lose these historic buildings and just see Warwick become a mess of big box stores. Sure, we like our big box stores, but we also love our historic buildings. It's part of what makes Warwick the great city that it is. So for all of those reasons and more, you can read more in that proposal summary. I won't keep you here all night. I would request favorable action as amended.
Foley, Councilman Howe, Councilwoman Travis, Councilman Lattiser, Councilman Gephardt, Councilman McElroy. Any questions or comments on the amendment? Okay, hearing none. Before I go, congratulations. I think this is, I'm thrilled with this bid as well. You highlighted everything. $2 million, saving for public space for the community and housing. I'm a huge housing advocate, and I'm really pleased with this. So the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
And yes, favorable as amended.
I do just cross all the T's. I just want to, if there are any members of the public that would like to be heard one more time on this as amended, I apologize. Are there any members of the public that would like to be heard on this as amended? Hearing none. The vote was 9-0.
9-0.
Thank you. It passes. Next up off the consent calendar, I believe, is number three, Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. That would be formally bid 2024-055, auditing and agree upon procedure services is now PCR 70-23, favorable action.
Okay, for action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. So initially I had my own concerns regarding this bid and my own thoughts regarding the recommended award. I must say, after listening and digesting the comments from the treasurer as well as Director Schaefer, I have to reassess my thought on that. They said that in order to change auditors now, it would be a significant task, a heavy lift in my terms. Time constraints are critical. And I got to thinking about what we're dealing with here tonight. One of the issues is the schools, the costs. Those things, in combined with other moving parts of what's going on in the city, I have rethought this, and I will be supporting their recommendation, primarily because of my concerns and not willing to take a chance on time constraints in switching auditors at this point in time. As Mr. Schaefer said, we will need to change auditors. There's no question, he said, no question. We need to do that. I'm not convinced that right now is the right time, given everything that we have going on here in the city. So, you all, to your surprise, I have changed my mind. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Okay, it has been moved favorable and it's been second. The clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Yes. Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Abstain.
Mr. Snappy? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes, 1 abstention. Passes.
Thank you. Motion passes. The fourth item, Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Favorable action on PCR 71-23.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Favorable action.
With an amendment?
With an amendment, yes.
Okay. Councilman Foley, he seconded. Can you give us the amendment, Councilman Howe?
Thank you, Mr. President. Formerly bid 2024-038, Class A body pair repair and painting. The request was to increase the authorization $10,000 from $90,000 to $100,000.
Okay. Are there any questions or comments on the amendment that were not asked earlier this evening in finance? Okay. Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action on the amendment.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
And yes to amend.
Thank you, Councilman Howe.
The next item is PCR 7220.
I just want to move that other one as amended.
I apologize. Move as amended.
Second by Councilman Foley. So this is PCR 7123, favorable action as amended. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action as amended.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
And yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Motion passes as amended. Number five this evening, Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. PCR 72-23, favorable action.
For action, amended. Councilman Howe.
Favorable action as amended.
Councilman Foley is second in the amendment. Please lay out the amendment, Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Formerly bid 2024-039, vehicle body repair and painting. Again, same as the previous. Authorized amount of increase the amount to $10,000 to $100,000. Pretty much that.
Thank you. So moving the award from $90,000 to $100,000.
Yes.
Any questions or comments on the amendment? Okay. Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action as amended.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
And yes to amend.
Thank you. To amend, and then Councilman Howe, will you move this favorable as amended?
Move PCR 72-23 favorable as amended.
Seconded by Councilman Foley and Councilman Lattiser. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action as amended.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
And yes, motion passes.
Thank you. Motion passes. And the last item pulled from the bid package, Councilman Howe.
Mr. President, PCR 73-23, favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Favorable action with amendment.
Second by Councilman Foley. Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is bid formerly bid 2023-477, SWAT ballistic helmets. The police department requested that we change the budget codes from 30-260 to budget code 30-340.
Okay, is there any questions on the amendment? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action on the amendment.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
And yes to amend.
Thank you. Councilman Howe, would you like to move this favorable as amended?
Move PCR 73-23 as amended.
Second by Councilman Foley, Councilman Lattiser. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action as amended.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
And yes, as amended.
Thank you. And that completes the finance. We'll keep moving forward because we finished this as well. So we're moving to unfinished business. First up is PCO 7-23, committee report ordinance. With amendments. Okay. Can we get a second? And then you'll have someone lay out the amendment. Second by Councilman Lattiser and Councilwoman Travis. Would you like the solicitor to read the amendments?
Yes, please.
Councilman Lattiser moves on PCO 723 the following amendments. We're going to update the title on page one to make lines 14 through 16 read an ordinance amending the City of Warwick Code of Ordinances relative to employing harbor masters and the description of pump out locations. On page two, we're deleting lines 26 and 27. On page nine, we're deleting lines 31 and 32. Only the sentence that reads pump out facilities shall be operational and accessible at all times. On page 10, we're deleting lines 15 and 16. And also on page 10, we're deleting lines 18 to 20, which is section 4 of the bill, in order to segment out the harbor management plan update to a separate item.
Okay, so we'll take that as a motion. Let's get a second. Second by Councilwoman Travis. Okay, Councilman Lattiser.
We have spoken this at length in the committee meeting. Thank you all for the support, and I would respectfully request favorable action.
Thank you. Councilwoman Travis, I know you're a sponsor as well. Would you have any comments, sir?
Everybody who commented on it, so.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments on the amendment from members of the council? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action on the amendment.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Thank you, Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I would move favorable action on PC07-23 as amended.
Second by Councilwoman Travis. Any questions or comments from members of the council? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action as amended.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, first passage.
Thank you for first passage. Next up this evening is PCR 24-23, which is now 2023-088. This is going to be held until July 17. At this time, we will go back into committees, and I believe the next committee to meet is Public Safety. Thank you very much.
The Public Safety Committee meeting is called order 7:56. We have three items in front of us, and I think someone is here to speak on at least one of them. Is there anyone here to speak on claims? Your last name, sir? I'm sorry. Mr. Lee? Okay, thank you, sir. Could you please step up to the podium? So I would like, if no objections from the committee, to move that to the first. Hold on, Mr. Lee, let me just get to your... all right, this claim, which, I'm sorry. So we're looking at PCR 64-23. William Lee, sir, could you identify yourself?
My name is William Lee.
Your claim was recommended for denial by the Finance Committee. For failure to submit paperwork in the timeline, no documentation that can be vetted that there was an incident with a pothole. There was no photos, police report, or tow service. Do you have any of that with you tonight?
I do have a photo, which, thanks to the good work by Warwick, 3 days later they had filled it in. But it is a photo of the plug.
But you did not
of the actual hole.
Right. Okay. But no. You did not file a police report.
No.
Nor did you. Okay. I want to first apologize because you should have been. I know you had received a letter that you could show up tonight. In that letter, were you notified on why your claim was being denied? Okay.
None of what you just said.
None of that was said to you?
No. The only thing that was highlighted was that I did not get two estimates along with the invoice that I included that's on your website.
So I'm not grilling you, please. Understand, I'm just asking questions for clarification. Yep. For my part as the chair. Did you file a police report?
No.
Okay. Did you get towing service?
No.
Okay. And the only photo you I'm sorry, but the only photo you have is
of filled in
us 3 days in later. The pothole.
I have 2 points if I can make them.
Go ahead. Go, please speak.
First, the point of the procedure itself. How is anyone supposed to know the procedure until they go to the town hall to file a claim? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like asking if for the horse is already out of the barn. I had to get this. My second point is this was a very serious problem. It was not something that wasn't a flat tire. It was the control arm that controls the tire from going up and down. I thought it was the shocks. And I took it to my mechanic to look at, and he recommended I get it done immediately, that it was not safe to drive, and it was going to wear out my tires because of the constant going up and down. And my tires are $300 a piece, so I didn't want that to happen. But I guess the main point that I would hope that you guys can understand that your procedure is wonderful if I have it in my hands when I have the accident. It's not too good when I've already gotten my car fixed.
Your concerns do not fall on deaf ears. As chair of this committee for going on 3 years now, every time there's a claim that's recommended for denial, it seems to be the same issues. I want to thank you for coming here tonight. My first thing is, are there any questions for members of the committee? Any questions for members of the council? Are there any other members of the public that would like to speak on this claim? Because Mr. Lee has taken the time to come here tonight, explain his situation and his concerns, which to me are valid, and I am working on addressing with the finance department. I am making a motion for favorable action in the amount of $300, which is the state limit. That's the motion the chair is making.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you, sir.
Thank
you. Appreciate
your
time tonight. Now, the other, let's go back to the top of the agenda.
All set?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
Sir, thank you again for your patience. And I'm sorry it took so long.
None of you get paid enough.
The next item is PCR 60-23, the claim for Brenda Sokosha. First, I want to tell my committee members, I saw and I was told that letters went out to all three of these claims. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. I asked. I didn't see your hand. I'm sorry. Please come forward. I would have put you first.
It's okay.
All right, let me just pull yours up. You heard Mr. Lee, and on your I looked through your packet, and I did not see a police report, nor...
So I didn't have a police report, because when I called the town hall to speak to the girl, she said I didn't need it, but I did get AAA, change my tire. I did get my tire fixed. There was an issue with... So my husband has recently passed, but my car.
I read that.
My car still registered to him, so mm-hmm. They didn't want to approve the claim because it's not in my name.
I saw that, and I saw your response to that, and I appreciate it. I'm perplexed that you called and that you were told, which is clearly that you need a police report.
Yeah, they did tell. They told me I didn't have to do that, but I did take pictures of the pothole.
All right. Are there any questions from members of the committee? Members of the council? Any other members of the public here tonight to speak on this claim? Again, based on the testimony from the claimant, I, as the chair, am looking for a favorable action in the amount of $295.99. I make a motion.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming forward. And sorry you had to wait so long, ma'am.
It's okay.
Our apologies. The final claim, again, what I started saying before Ms. Sokosha came forward, was that I know letters went out. Seeing no additional information on the De Leon claim, the chair is making a motion to deny the claim.
Second.
All in favor? I'm sorry. Any members of the committee wanting to speak on this claim? Any members of the council? Any members of the public? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
So moved.
For a denial. Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, now. Looking at my notes here.
Minutes.
That was public safety. Those one, two, three. That's done. I didn't see any. Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you very much for the assistance. We need approval of the minutes, acceptance of the minutes from the meeting held on June 5th.
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
The last item in front of the committee is a resolution in regards to erecting stop signs on Estelle Boulevard where it intersects with Cavalcade Boulevard and Omaha Boulevard, and on Omaha Boulevard where it intersects with Count Fleet Avenue. For action, Councilman McElroy.
I move favorable action, and it is supported by a traffic study.
Thank you. Do we have any questions or comments from the committee? Questions or comments from the council? Questions or comments from the public? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The Public Safety Committee is adjourned at 8:05.
Thank you.
That's good. Lastly, this evening, we have the Public Properties Committee. It's in order to meet.
The City Council Committee on Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs comes to order at 8:06 p.m. First up, we have acceptance of the minutes dated June 5, 2023. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All right. Motion to accept. It's been seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries 3-0. Okay. One item on the agenda. PCR 65-23. A resolution authorizing the mayor to execute a lease extension for a spray boat house with the Gaspee Day Committee, Inc. This is Councilman Foley.
I move an amendment to the lease as verbalized by City Council Solicitor Walsh.
There's a correction needed to the resolution, not to the lease that's attached as an exhibit thereto. The amendment that would be in order is on page 1, line 25, to delete House of Hope Community Development Corporation and insert in place thereof Gaspee Day Committee, Inc.
What lines is that?
Line 25.
Delete House of Hope and...
Yes, it was a remaining typo from a prior updated. The lease that's being extended is the Gaspee Day Committee. It's an error on my behalf when I drafted off of a prior lease extension document. So it's correcting a typo.
Council Solicitor, so the intention is not to have unhoused individuals in the event venue, correct?
Correct.
Very good.
So I make a motion to amend as recommended by the council solicitor.
Second.
All in favor?
Do you have
aye.
Ask for comments?
Oh, pardon me. Before we have a vote, do we have any comments on the amendment from members of the committee, members of the council, members of the public? Hearing none, we have a motion, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, now turning to the substance. Beyond the brief discussion that was already had just now, any further comments from members of the committee?
No.
Any comments from members of the council? Any comments from members of the public? Hearing none, do we have a motion?
I move favorable action on PCR 6523. As amended.
And do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries, and the committee adjourns at 8:09 p.m.
Good evening again, everyone. We are back to the full council meeting. If you are following along, we have already done roll call, general communications, executive communications, acceptance of the minutes. We did public comment. We voted on the consent calendar. On unfinished business, we did item number 1, PCO 7-23, and we also already voted on number 2, PCR 24-23. So at this time, if you're following on the agenda, we're still under unfinished business, and we're now on item number 3, which is PCR 60-23, committee report, public safety.
Recommend favorable action in the amount of $295.99.
Okay, and you'll move that, and second by Councilman McElroy. Any questions or comments on this that were not asked earlier this evening in Public Safety Committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, motion passes.
Thank you, motion passes. Number four this evening is PCR 63-23, Committee Report, Public Safety.
Move denial of the claim.
Okay, move to deny, second by Councilman McElroy, Councilman Ricks, Councilman Howe. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in Public Safety? Hearing none, a favorable vote is to deny.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes.
Thank you.
Motion denied.
Next up is PCR 64-23, Committee Report, Public Safety.
Recommend favorable action in the amount of $300. Favorable action.
Move favorable for $300, second by Councilman McElroy, Councilman Howe. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, motion passes.
Thank you. Motion passes. We're now moving to new business. The first item is PCR 65-23, Committee Report, Public Properties.
Recommend favorable action.
For action, Councilman Foley.
Move favorable action as amended.
Okay, we got to do an amendment first. Can you just read the amendment for us? Solicitor Walsh.
The amendment is to delete language on page 1, line 25, that references the House of Hope Community Development Corporation and insert in place thereof the Gatsby Days Committee, Inc.
Okay, that's the amendment, right? You removed that. It's been seconded by Councilman Ricks and Councilman Howe. Any questions on the amendment? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action on the amendment.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes to amend.
Thank you, Councilman Foley. Would you like to move favorable as amended?
Move favorable as amended.
Second by Councilman Ricks. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action as amended.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes.
Thank you. Next up is PCR 66-23, Committee Report, Public Safety.
Recommend favorable action.
For action, Councilman McElroy.
Move for favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley, Councilman Lattiser. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in Public Safety Committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action. Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, motion passes.
Thank you, motion passes. We're now moving to unanimous consent. Ward 1, anything under unanimous consent?
Pass.
Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5?
Pass.
Ward 6?
Pass.
Ward 7 passes. Ward 8?
Pass.
Ward 9? Councilwoman Travis.
If there be no further business for this honorable body, I move to a docket session.
Second by Councilman Lattiser. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We are now in the docket session. Ward 1, anything to docket this evening?
No, thank you.
Ward 2.
One item. A resolution extending the Tax Relief Commission as created pursuant to PCR 10519.
Intergovernmental. Ward 3.
Three items, Mr. President. The first is an ordinance resolution in regards to stop signs on Inman and Parkway Drive.
Ordinance.
Thank you. Next is a resolution in regards to increasing the speed limit on Inman Avenue from 20 miles an hour to 25 miles an hour.
We'll put that in ordinance as well.
Yes, sir. And finally, an ordinance in regards to smoking and vaporizing cannabis.
Ordinance.
Thank you.
Ward 4.
Pass.
Ward 5.
Yes, Mr. President, I have one. It's a resolution, and the tentative title is Resolution Relative to Approving an Updated City of Warwick Harbor Management Plan.
Intergovernmental. Ward 6.
Pass.
Ward 7, I have one. A resolution relative to issuing requests for proposals for the American Rescue Plan Act community projects. Finance. Ward 8.
Pass.
Ward 9.
Pass.
We are adjourned. We'll see you in July.